could you take us through the what your personal highlight and low light of the campaign was? Was there a moment where you thought this is just all too much?
Yeah, a lot of the week. highlight was we had a campaign party on Monday night in Aikman's, and Faye, Hamish and Alex played some music, and Hamish had written a Vote Chloe song that was just lovely. It was such a good night. And it was just a lot of our friends coming out and having drinks and chatting about the week, which was a very good start to the week. The low light, probably all day Friday, I just couldn't sit down. It was awful. And then I really, really, really did not enjoy being in Venue One on Friday night. But that's fine. It turned out okay.
What did you do differently to last year in terms of campaign?
Well, it was a flyerless campaign, so I didn't have loads of people standing giving bits of paper out, which I think was good. A lot of students appreciated it, and campaigners enjoyed it because they were actually talking to people rather than trying to get rid of bits of paper. I was much better on the internet stuff than last year. Hadn't really thought about it last year at all. And this year, that definitely went the best out of everybody's, but also just considerably better than last year.
Yeah. Do you think, has it kind of sunk in over the last week?
I went to Edinburgh to hide and do some work and do ridiculous things like a jigsaw and painting plaster cast dinosaurs for a few days just to be like, what am I doing? So yeah, a little bit now.
Okay, do you think the union's in quite a good place in terms of the work that Freddie's done this year and looking ahead?
Yeah, there's a couple of campaigns that have been started quite recently that I think will be finished sort of over the summer. We really worked out what wasn't working within the SRC this year, which is good because it means we can actually sort out. We've had issues for a while and not really known what it is, and I think we've been really good this year. Freddie's rebuilt bridges with the university, which means we can actually get some stuff done, which is great.
Yeah, do you think that's what his presence will be remembered for, known for?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I've got the president defined as being responsible for representing student interests to the university and external organisations. That's quite a vague term.
Yes.
So how do you interpret that?
I guess the way I'm seeing it is when student issues come up within St Andrews and it needs to be expressed at a wider level, if like within Scotland or just within the St Andrews community, that's sort of my job, along with other SRC members. And then also within the university, saying, yes, you're a university and you have to manage yourself as a business, which is essentially what they're doing. But the university is the students and you need to bear that in mind, and we need to be focusing on that much more.
You talked about having a business plan in the works for the union letting agency. Could you take us through that?
So I've been talking a lot to the person that set the one up at Queen's, and I've been talking to Cardiff a bit and want to talk to them a lot more because it's been super successful. But I basically have Queen's business plan and have been looking into how that would work within St Andrews. I guess the next place to go is to talk to RBS, because I know it was sort of discussed a bit last year and they seemed quite keen to talk about it, and then it didn't really happen. So I want to sit down and say, okay, here are some options. Can we actually talk about it now?
Yeah. How would it differ to, I suppose, Queen's and Cardiff? There'll be more students to deal with. St Andrews.
Yeah, I think actually it'll be more successful in St Andrews because they're in such a small, like, physical location, which means it's, and also accommodation is literally the big thing that every single student ends up talking about. So I think it will be more successful in being able to start up. Queen's did an interesting thing in that they brought in a private letting agency that already existed and sort of made them operate within the union rules and set a standard of good governance through that, but with an outside company. Cardiff set theirs up entirely on their own. There's lots of things we can do. I'd be really keen to sit down because I want it to happen really badly, and there's loads of ways of it happening. So I think it's very likely that we'll be able to pick and choose to make one that will fit St Andrews.
Yeah. Another one of your big policies was the 4 for 3, or is the 4 for 3.
Yeah.
You've said that Edinburgh and Aberdeen and looking into it, and obviously there's much more chance of success if we work with Edinburgh and Aberdeen.
Yeah.
When you say they're looking into it, what does that mean? How far have they got?
I understood that Edinburgh had already done it, but I haven't been able to find out actually whether they have. So I've been saying they're looking into it because I don't want to say they have and then they haven't. And the same goes for Aberdeen. When the fees first came in, there was a big Scottish universities discussion on whether they should do this, and St Andrews was the only one that said they definitely wouldn't.
Okay.
But I think that we will, if other universities start to do it, we'll start to see actually we need to.
For competitiveness as well, much as anything.
Definitely, because although we do have the highest number of our UK students, and that's a really good thing, that's not going to continue if they can go to Edinburgh or Glasgow or Aberdeen for 9k less.
The SAB Forum, who have you talked to about that, and what do you want it to achieve?
I've talked to Aberdeen, Edinburgh and Abertay, just because I have friends that are SABs at those three. I want it to achieve things like we need a proper push on visas for international students once they've left university, because that's just been scrapped. There wasn't enough consultation about it. The universities are just as upset as we are, but we don't really know where to go with it. So I think that would be a really good thing to start next year. I want it to be a place for when we universities have a campaign like Edinburgh's International Tuition Fees campaign that actually does affect the rest of us, and we should be doing it all together. Especially because actually NUS does really big campaigns and really successful campaigns, but they just can't do everything, and lots of the smaller things that affect us are not being talked about to the extent that they should be, and it means we can be involved in that.
If we look at the rest of the SAB team who's been elected, are you happy with the team that we've got?
Yeah, really, really happy.
And you think it'll work well?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they're all extremely good at what they do.
So have you got to know them quite well over the week before this last one?
We spent a lot of time during campaign week together, which was great, and everyone was so supportive of each other because we were doing hustings in all the halls, so we'd see each other for like 4 hours a day just by walking to halls and stuff, and that was really good. And things like they'd come over and be like, I really like that policy, can we talk more about it, or I didn't really understand what you meant by that, can you explain it further? So we were like helping each other to formulate our own ideas better, but also to know what other people are planning. It was great.
Okay, and finally, the question that we asked the guys when we had them on Monday was, if you could take the SAB team out to dinner in St Andrews, where would it be?
Oh,
it's a tough question.
I have only ever been to the fish restaurant on West Sands once, and it was amazing.
Okay.
And I think we should be celebrating. But actually, like, the Grill House is awesome for a good night.
I think that was the answer of at least two others as well. So
you can't say no to a picture of frozen margarita.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.